Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages right from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. And our intent is to encourage you with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, The Crown That Lasts Forever. The scripture text is from 1 Corinthians 9:24 and 25.
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
For the last 5 years, I've had a chipped-off tooth that progressively has gotten worse until I finally knew I just had to get it fixed. Yesterday, Brooksine called in the morning since I was in pain, and I went in to the dentist at 6:15 last night. Now, my dentist is a friendly fella who really likes to talk, which I consider a real positive. Well, he examined me and said, "You ready to go ahead and fix it now?" Well, actually, I was expecting a wait and another appointment, but was more than ready to just get it over with. He spent a painful 45 minutes drilling and grinding, although he did his best to deaden the pain. I now have a temporary stainless steel crown and feel a whole lot better. In a couple of weeks, I will get my, quote, permanent crown, which will be my first and hopefully my last crown of that type. But I anticipate getting an altogether different type of future crown. My parents named me after the only Stephen in the Bible. Of course, he is one of my favorite Bible characters, although his ministry was cut short after just one power-packed sermon. Stephen comes from the Greek name Stephanon, which means crowned one.
The New Testament uses the illustration of a crown 7 times in regard to a future promise, and today we want to examine just one of them. The Apostle Paul wrote this portion of Scripture to the Corinthian believers. Corinth was located in Greece where the ancient Olympic Games were held, and many of his readers would identify with this illustration, which stresses a vital spiritual truth. I believe Paul was interested in athletics since he uses athletic illustrations in his writings, such as running, wrestling, and boxing. And in this passage, he is urging diligence in the Christian life in the spirit of an overcomer. He urges the Corinthian believers and us to, quote, run in such a way as to get the prize, end quote. He reminds them of the strict training that was involved for the very serious contestant.
Well, he wrote, they do it to get a crown that will not last. This contrast in the crowns is the part of the verse that especially grips my heart this morning. Indeed, the ancient crown of victory was a laurel wreath that, of course, eventually withered and died. In my mouth now, I have a temporary crown that will last several weeks, perhaps longer, until my permanent crown, custom-made just for me, comes in. But you know what? They call it permanent, but I know it's not going to last forever.
Even the gold medals received by the winners in the modern games will one day perish. Today, many, perhaps most, are in pursuit of the various types of temporal crowns that will not last. For the great majority, the pursuit of God is placed on a back burner in life to be dealt with at some later date.
Well, the contrast, it goes on and states, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Praise God. Let's look at that verse again. But we do it, and that is run this Christian race, to get a crown that will last forever. This crown is not for a select few. Note the plural pronoun we. Earlier in the passage, Paul wrote regarding the competition in the ancient games that, quote, only one gets the prize. Consider all the athletes who sacrificed many years of their time, money, and endure strict training to be in the Olympics, but don't receive a medal.
Well, this is not so in regard to our future crown. All who faithfully live their lives for Christ will receive this righteous crown. It is not by our diligent works of righteousness. Instead, this crown is a gift because of the shed blood of the righteous one. In his final letter, Paul expresses a tremendous assurance in God as he prepared for his departure from this life. This is from 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Today, we want to encourage you to keep in clear focus the heavenly coronation ceremony where we will receive our crown of righteousness. It will properly align our priorities on this side of heaven if we do so. It will also help us to run the spiritual race with our brothers and sisters in mind. We'll not compete against them, but we'll spur them on as we run this race together and receive our crown of righteousness from the altogether righteous judge.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, even as athletes go into strict training to reach their physical goals, there is much sacrifice involved. Their appetites, exercise, endurance, activities, and their mindset must work toward their physical goal. I am willing to experience earthly loss in exchange for heavenly gain. I want to know you, Jesus, and the power of your resurrection, and even the fellowship of your sufferings. As I fix my eyes upon you, Lord, the heavenly crown of righteousness that awaits me surpasses my desire for worldly accomplishments or human praise. I anticipate with great joy that which is yet to come, when I am crowned with the crown of righteousness by you, Lord, the righteous judge. Keep me faithful and trusting till that glorious coronation day. Amen.
Amen. That's a joyful anticipation we should have as we consider what lies beyond the present life we live on this earth. Well, it's always a joy to share with you. We're grateful for the ability to minister right here in front of a little personal computer in our home. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos up on the site today. This is the message prepared for Friday, April 11th, 2008. We have a beautiful photo Brooksine took yesterday just along the road as we stopped at a horse farm about a mile and a half from her home. And just a beautiful sight to see horses out in open pasture. We also have a photo of a couple with their baby we visited with yesterday, had lunch in York, Pennsylvania with Matt and Shannon Pettigrew, along with Vea. How do you say that? Vea. A cute little girl, and it truly turned out to be a good photo. Some of the people of our lives that we seek to encourage along the way. We have some music today that we would recommend playing. It's interesting, in light of the topic today, the songs I have are actually regarding the crown of the Lord. But there are some beautiful songs. We have Crowned Him with Many Crowns, a real classic version, but a great old hymn of the church. And finally, I want to point out, if you go to our site today, we have a story about a dentist that kind of reminds me of my dentist. And it's a podcast. It's a fellow about two or three counties up from us in Pennsylvania, Juniata County, that labels himself as the American storyteller. My, does he tell a good story in about 5 minutes. And he's got a story about a small town dentist that pretty interesting. Listen, well, have a great day today. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord and wait for that future crown that is promised.